Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Yesterday, when we were talking about the war on drugs, we were discussing a little bit how some of these drug mules were being recruited via video games. Well, today, I have an article from Forbes that goes into that a little bit. So let's jump into this article from Forbes, and let's add a little bit of context to that statement I made yesterday. Headline: How Mexico's real-life cartels recruit drug mules on Grand Theft Auto online. This article was authored by Thomas Brewster. Well, that's pretty terrifying, right? Imagine you got a kid, plays these games online, and they're being exposed to cartel members. Not the kind of situation that you would think is optimum for your child, I would guess. And we've seen this same thing with human trafficking and kids being abused. These kinds of people in cartels, human traffickers, they're going to exploit every single avenue, everything possible to try and get people caught up in their schemes and their plots. Grand Theft Auto players know what it's like working for a Mexican cartel, but they do so from the comfort of their own bedroom. What many don't realize is that real-life cartel recruiters are playing the game and recruiting players for real-life work. And this has been something that has been talked about for a while, that the cartels are exploiting this sort of technology to get more people brought into their sphere, right? It's a very, very fertile hunting ground, if you will. You got kids that are playing video games like Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty, and, you know, they think this is cool. Oh, I could really work for the cartel? Holy shit. But the reality behind it is something completely different. Pro tip: real life is not a video game. Last year, Mexican police revealed youngsters were being recruited by drug cartels over popular video games, including Grand Theft Auto Online, though there was little in the way of evidence. I mean, what do you want for evidence? What, do you got to sit in the room with them while it's happening? We know that this kind of thing is going on. The cartel operators themselves have talked about it. According to a case unearthed by Forbes, it appears the U.S. has gathered evidence that GTA Online really is a recruitment tool for Mexico's narcotics cartels. And any sort of forum, any sort of area where there are impressionable young men or young women, people like this are going to show up. People like this are going to try and exploit the situation. People like this are going to try and exploit the people. And it works with very, very, very a lot of efficiency, I guess we should say. And when there's this kind of money available, you know, these kids, these young men, young women, see all of this money, these cars, they want a piece of that, right? Especially if you come from abject poverty, you know you're never going to be able to have a piece. You know you're never going to live in that big house. So what options are available to you? Well, I might as well get down with the cartel and make a few bucks. In November last year, Customs and Border Protection officials in Arizona were inspecting a Jeep Cherokee when they found nearly 60 kilos of methamphetamine, the government said. 60 keys of meth. That's quite a bit of methamphetamine, folks. In a Jeep Cherokee? And now, remember, if they have one runner doing this, how many are they sending at the same time? We know that that's definitely their strategy. They don't just send one package across. They send a bunch across so that they can guarantee that their product gets to market, even if some of it gets nabbed. And a lot of times, the bit that gets nabbed, they don't even care about it because they feel like they give the government or the DEA a bit of a win. So everybody wins in the end, right? When they asked the driver, Alyssa Navarro, what her story was, she said that in January last year, she had been playing Grand Theft Auto online when she met a man who called himself George, according to a search warrant unsealed late last week. After getting to know each other within the game, Navarro said they eventually started talking on Snapchat and later met in person in Phoenix. And here in the Southwest, especially, there are a lot of connections to the Mexican cartels and to their operations down in Mexico. So you'll see a lot of this in the Pacific South, I mean, in the American Southwest, a lot of, operators for the cartel, working to recruit, working to make sure the shipments end up on time, making sure that they get dispersed to the local drug dealers, all of that. And each one of them has a certain function, right? So George, obviously, was a recruiter. And he found Alyssa Navarro on the game, worked his way into her confidence, probably told her all kinds of shit like he loved her and, you know, the whole nine, and got her involved in all of this. After getting to know each other within the game, Navarro said they eventually started talking on Snapchat and later met in person in Phoenix, investigators claimed. The suspect said that George asked her over Snapchat whether she'd like to, whether she'd like some work as a runner, shipping electronics so they could be sold in Mexico, telling her she could be paid as much as $2,000 a trip, depending on how big the load was, according to the government filing. Yeah, that's anyone ever comes at you with that kind of deal, folks. You know, when people say if it's too good to be true, it probably is. No one's paying you $2,000 a day to run electronics. If somebody's asking you to bring a load across the border and they're talking about we're going to give you $2,000, you can probably guarantee that there's going to be drugs or contraband involved. Federal investigators obtained Snapchat messages from Navarro's phone in which George promises a lot of money and offered the use of a truck believed to be the same Jeep in which he was apprehended. I mean, imagine being this naive, as this Alyssa lady is. You get on to play Grand Theft Auto and some dude starts, you know, schmoozing you, and before you know it, you're running 60 keys of meth for him. I mean, come on. Anybody who is offering you a deal like this, something like, you know, oh, $2,000 a load, you know that that is not something that is going to end up well for you. Sometimes drug cartels try to hide narcotics and electronics equipment when shipping them across the border. But per Navarro's narrative, as described in a criminal complaint against her, she was told to meet a contact in Mexico called Alfredo, who gave her the Jeep and said she should fill up the tank at certain gas stations along the way and take the vehicle to another unidentified individual. And a lot of times that's how this will work for some of the smaller operations. You know, you got the big cartels, they're pumping the drugs across in the giant trucks and shit. You get some of these smaller players, some of these smaller operators, and, you know, they're still using human mules. And the cartels do as well, obviously, but not as, you know, prevalent as some of these smaller operations because you can only bring so much through, right? They're looking to bring through thousands and thousands of pounds. The methamphetamine was not hidden in electronics, but in the fuel tank, CBP officers found. According to the complaint, when investigators asked if she didn't think the job offer was odd or too good to be true, she agreed it did seem strange. And when she was on the bus to Mexico, she even asked herself, "What am I doing?" but still went ahead and met her mysterious contact. That is just so bananas, batshit insane to me. Anybody who's hopping on a bus to go to Mexico to meet some guy they met playing Grand Theft Auto needs to have a good talking to. And Alyssa here is lucky that all she ended up doing is getting arrested. This could have turned real bad for her real quick. What, over 100,000 people missing in Mexico? She could have easily became another statistic. Because remember, you're just fodder to these people. These people that are being recruited, you aren't a cartel member. You're not a jefe. You're not someone controlling a plaza.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Whatever the government thinks happened in Navarro's case is unclear, but she has been charged with conspiracy to import and sell methamphetamine as well as possession. Earlier this month, she pleaded not guilty. The Department of Justice had not responded to a request for comment. Well, of course she's going to plead not guilty. What else is she going to do? She's screwed, man. 60 keys coming into America of methamphetamine? She'll probably go to prison the rest of her life. And honestly, she should go to prison for being stupid. There is no scenario that should ever present itself where you think this is a good idea. Last October, Mexican law enforcement in Oaxaca said three minors had been recruited over a popular mobile battle royal game, Free Fire. The kids had been offered around $200 a week as cartel lookouts, according to media reports. At the time, it was also reported individuals claiming to belong to various narcotics crews, including the Sinaloa cartel, were reaching out to children late at night on games, including the online multiplayer version of Grand Theft Auto 5. And this is, again, this is what they do. There is not a medium that these folks aren't going to use if they think they can find impressionable youth to come and get blown up and killed for them. Because, folks, that is your fate. If you become a contractor for the cartel, you start working for the cartel, eventually shit's going to spiral out of control. And eventually you're going to find yourself on the other end of things. So these kids who are impressionable right now, who think it's a cool thing, oh, I get to hang out with the cartel, you see all the money, the girls, they don't understand the implications. They don't understand what comes at the end of that road. But they're going to learn, unfortunately, and it's going to be a very, very brutal lesson. Computer games have proven increasingly popular for other kinds of grooming. The explosion in the popularity of online gaming has led to platforms like Minecraft, Xbox Live, or games like GTA Online and Fortnite becoming spots where many children spend time with existing friends and make new ones. Again, I don't have kids, right? But if I did, I would be like an overseer or overlord. They would hate me so much. I would have to see everything that they're doing online, all of it. Because I just know that people in general are shitty as hell. People in general cannot be trusted. And certainly some random person on the internet who's promising you all kinds of crazy shit, they certainly can't be trusted. The anonymity of an online gaming handle has, however, attracted predators. And the Justice Department has prosecuted multiple men who tried to hide behind personas to coerce minors. Well, at least the Justice Department's doing something. We all know that they weren't busy working on Epstein, so at least they're doing something over here. But this is definitely a problem, folks, and I touched on this a little bit yesterday, so I wanted to add a bit of a context episode today to, you know, kind of mash it all up for you. Because this is a big problem. And this is only going to become a bigger problem. The cartel is always refining their strategy, looking for new ways to recruit people. And if you think that this can't happen to your kids in America, you were wrong. The cartel doesn't care, especially about mules or drug runners. They don't care if you come from fucking Mars. If they think you can get a package across the border, you can get into business with them. That's how it works. So when your kid's sitting around in the suburbs of Southern California playing Grand Theft Auto, well, he or she might be playing with a cartel operator. I know, very reassuring, isn't it? All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. More is certainly on the way. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at @BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed is in the description box. All right, folks.